Let's shift a little bit more towards systemic therapy and what this group had to say. First, talking about early disease adjuvant therapy.
The major questions in systemic adjuvant therapy, now as far as treatment regimens are concerned, is whether the addition of targeted agents along with chemotherapy will improve the long-term therapeutic outcome. And, of course, those targeted agents are bevacizumab and the anti-EGFR monoclonal antibodies, cetuximab or panitumumab. And in this regard, I believe that we will have a definitive answer as to whether bevacizumab adds to the adjuvant treatment of stage 2 and 3 colon cancer within the next 2 or 3 years. There's basically two trials now that have completed accrual. One is the NSABP-COH study, randomized about 2,700 patients, stage 2 and 3 colon cancer, to either receive modified FOLFOX6 regimen for 6 months, the standard, the control, or the same treatment plus bevacizumab given for a period of a year. That study completed accrual a year ago, and the primary endpoint for the trial is 3-year disease-free survival. So by 2009, we should have an answer from that trial. Now, of course, if there's a striking effect, a striking benefit, boundaries are crossed earlier, we might hear that earlier, but by 2009, at the latest, we should expect a definitive analysis of that trial.
Where are we right now with safety data from that trial?
Yes, very interesting. We hope to submit an abstract to ASCO 2008 that would describe this in detail, but in a preliminary sense, we did not see an increase in perforations, GI perforations, in these patients in the adjuvant setting, quite different than patients with advanced disease. In fact, there was no difference. There were only 2 or 3 perforations in the entire study, equally balanced on each side. Secondly, we did not see an increase in arterial thrombotic episodes, strokes, and heart attacks in this group of patients, more medically fit than advanced disease patients. Perhaps that's the reason.
Maybe a little younger.
And perhaps younger.
What was the median age? You know?
Median age is around 60.
Yeah, that's definitely.
Patients participating in this trial. But the important thing is that the major concerns were arterial thrombotic emboli and GI perforations, and we did not see an increased incidence of those complications. We did see a slight increase in wound infections. It was statistically significant, but it was only of a modest degree. So that's something that needs to be taken into consideration.
Like a couple percent?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Like 2 or 3% versus 1%. But with the numbers of patients that we had, that difference was statistically significant.
So what was the time from the surgery to the Bev dose, the first Bev dose minimum?
The minimum would be around 4 to 5 weeks. But again, I wouldn't want to overemphasize this because it was only a small increase, but we did see that as a phenomenon.
I guess with those numbers, you wouldn't have any predictors like age or anything like, or type of surgery or anything like that?
No. Again, the overall incidence was low. We did see some effect, but it wasn't prominent. The most important observation is we did not see the serious complications from bevacizumab in this randomized trial.
And the other thing, I guess, would be in terms of exclusion criteria, in terms of cardiovascular history. I assume they could get in if they had hypertension, diabetes, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes.
But what about prior cardiac events?
If there were recent cardiac events or any history of CNS events, they were excluded from selection for the trial. Definitely was a selected trial to avoid entering patients at high risk of arterial thrombotic disease.
What about leukopenia, et cetera, myelosuppression? Nothing, no difference?
No.
Did you have quality of life variables you were looking at?
We didn't formally assess quality of life on this particular trial.
And has this been presented anywhere?
Not yet. We're planning on submitting an abstract to ASCO 2008 to describe this in detail.
Interesting.